In the wake of the Greek debt crisis, the European Commission has proposed that the budgets of countries using the euro should be reviewed in Brussels before they're approved by national parliaments. The plan has provoked mixed reactions across Europe and is likely to meet some resistance here in the Czech Republic. Jan Richter has the details.
Commissioner Olli Rehn told reporters on Wednesday that the latest proposal of national budgets being revised in Brussels primarily concerned countries already in the eurozone. But the Czech Republic is planning to adopt the euro in about 5 years' time, and the prospect of having its budgets reviewed in Brussels has provoked little enthusiasm. Ondřej Jakob is a spokesman for the Czech finance ministry.
For us, it is a subject for debate, as we haven't received the detailed proposal yet. But the finance ministry generally supports the strengthening of budget rules and the observance of the existing ones, which is not always the case. But let me stress that the state budget is in full competence of sovereign governments and national parliaments. So any review by the European Commission would have to be limited to a recommendation.
Polls suggest that the Social Democrats will come first in Czech elections in 2 weeks and land a key post in the new government. I asked the party's economic expert Jan Mládek for his opinion on the new proposal.
I would see the whole thing very rational under assumption that the Eurozone members will be controlled from Brussels. And I would see it a bit uneasy to extend it to all member states because the Commission was not able to help Latvia at all. So I do not see the reason why they should regulate something if the IMF is now regulating the IMF budget and the likes. And so is the case of Hungary, actually.
Another possibility is that the Czech government will be led by the right-of-center Civic Democrats. The party's Michal Doktor, and MP and member of the Lower House's Budget Committee, also dismisses the plan.
There is only one possible answer to this. National parliaments would have to give up their sovereign rights to decide about their fiscal policies and budgets. I am afraid there is no will to do that. I think that European politicians are living in the dream of the welfare state and are unable to make any other decisions.
But Czech politicians may not have to deal with the issue anytime soon. In an evaluation of the country's Euro Convergence program, the European Commission on Wednesday criticized the lack of concrete measures aimed at reducing its budget deficits. It said the Czech Republic will first have to adopt more austere budgets in the coming years in order to be able to join the eurozone.
That report was by Jan Rick.